Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about unwrapping the gift of languages, taking the words that we use and allowing God's Spirit to make them understood by those who hear. And so each weekday morning, we're looking at a different aspect of how we ought to speak, who we ought to speak to, and what motive, what manner, what context. And today, we want to focus in on speaking encouragement and recognizing that God's desire is that the words that we use are words which encourage, which build up others according to their need. In Acts chapter 13, verse 15, Paul and some of his traveling companions had read from the scriptures in a synagogue, and the synagogue leaders, the ruler of that particular synagogue, addresses Paul and those that are with him and says, "Brethren, if you have a message of encouragement for the people, please speak." There was an indication through the reading of the scripture that there was more that could be said. And the recognition that what ought to be said ought to encourage others. It's easy, and you probably know people. There's probably times that we've all been involved in it from either the giving or receiving, where God's word, the scriptures, are used, to beat people up. They're not used in a way that's all that encouraging. And we take what ought to be good news of Jesus, and we treat it as if it's bad news to the listener. Now, granted, there are many scriptures that would come across as bad news if we refuse to accept them. If we refuse to be transformed, to change, to be made more like Christ. But the overall purpose of God's word is so that we would know God, that we would seek God, that He would be found. And we ought to be encouraged no matter how good or not good our life is, because God will change it. He will cleanse us. He will restore us. And so it's important that as we speak words, especially when we speak words as representatives of God, as we speak the language, remember the old song, it would say the language of Jesus is love. And sometimes we hesitate with that because we look at all of the other things and we'll say, "But wait a minute, Jesus says to go and sin no more. Wait a minute, Jesus turned over the tables in the temple. Wait a minute, Jesus called the Pharisees whitewashed tombs, a brood of vipers." And we use that as an excuse to say that the language of Jesus is more than love. That love just one part of it. And in doing so, we dismiss the love that corrects. We dismiss the love that disciplines. We become very weak in what we define love as. And when we look to Jesus as our example, as the one who loved us, even while we were enemies in our own mind with him, we begin to see how we do a similar thing with encouragement. We begin to think that we're talking about everything being nice and fluffy and cotton candy. And sometimes we need to be encouraged to change. Sometimes we need to encourage others to change. And those conversations may not be all that easy, but when genuine love guides them, the encouragement is more than just empty platitudes. More than just you're doing a great job, even when they're not. True encouragement evaluates accurately and motivates us without demeaning us. It's when change needs to take place and motivation addresses more the need than the process. We get discouraged when our past is what used to define us, rather than the proclamation of God, the transforming power of the blood of Jesus, the power of God's Spirit being the elements which define us. You see, we gather together and we gather in church buildings, we gather in homes, we gather in restaurants, we gather at workplaces, we gather in schools. And the words that we speak ought to be words which align with God's word and words that encourage. Sometimes we need to say and we need to hear, "You're doing great. Let's work on this together. Keep it up. You're making progress." The words that I long to hear the most are the words of Jesus saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Words that are encouraging. Even when I know that not everything has been well done, I know that God examines my heart. And when we begin to examine to the best of our ability the hearts of others, and the effort and the desire to live a life that honors God, we speak with God's words, encouragement to one another. The Bible says that we ought not to forsake the assembling together of ourselves. It says, don't quit meeting together. to do so even more as you see the day approaching. And why? Well, you meet together to encourage one another. The world is a very discouraging place, or it can be. People are not always nice. We're not always nice. And we need one another to be encouragers. And it begins by us, by me as an individual, choosing, first off, to be encouraged by God's Word. It's where it starts. It's where I learn. It's our practice. And then choosing to speak encouragement to all who would listen. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. It's because of your love that we can be encouraged and that we can encourage others. We admit that we're not all that good at it naturally. And yet your word gives us the example and it gives us the instruction to use it for encouragement. Encouragement that looks and sounds positive and it's what we want, and also encouragement that, well, sometimes is more difficult to receive. The encouragement that with your help we can change. We can be different. We can grow. And so, God, as we spend time in your word, as we spend time sharing your word, may we be very careful in how we use it. May we be those who rightly divide the word of truth, who apply it accurately, first to ourselves, and then encourage others with it. Father, today, as we encounter people that are discouraged, give us the strength. Give us the wisdom. Give us the patience to encourage with your word. Your word filled with hope, filled with love, filled with mercy and compassion, filled with discipline and correction. Father, as we find encouragement in all of that, may we use every piece of it to encourage those that we meet. Father, in this encouragement that we receive, in the encouragement that we give, may Jesus always be at the center. That as we speak encouragement, that we would lift up Jesus so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.